In India, laughing is a serious matter. There are laughing clubs, groups who gather in parks and have a collective guffaw to relieve the stress of daily life. Today we're going to meet an Indian doctor who believes that comedy has great curative power. And he thinks that's especially true when it's in the hands of one of Hollywood's greatest silent movie stars. NPR's Philip Rees reports.
This is the clinic of Dr. Ashok Aswani. It's not much bigger than a walk-in closet. A couple of women in bright saris sit outside the door, amid the heat and dust, waiting for the afternoon session to begin. Inside, Aswani pulls from a drawer a fistful of his favourite medicines. They're Charlie Chaplin movies.
Which of these movies is the most effective?
Kid. Modern Times. Gold Rush. City Light.
Aswani works in Adipur, an obscure industrial town on the edge of a salt desert in western India. He practices Ayurveda, a medical system used widely in India for thousands of years. His decision to hand out free DVDs to patients is his own personal break from tradition.
They are very sad. They are sick. They're depressed. So what I do? I give them this cassette. I got all so many cassettes inside here. See this.
So these are old Chaplin movies.
Old Chaplin movies. This makes them feel better, and they enjoy it. And in the next visit, they ask for another movie.
There's a miniature shrine on a shelf above Aswani's desk. Alongside the icons of Hindu gods stands a China statuette of Chaplin. The doctor's patients seem a little bemused by all this. Aswani's fascination with Charlie Chaplin started with this movie, The Gold Rush. 40 years ago, Aswani went to see it. He liked it so much, he immediately bought a ticket for the next showing, although he was supposed to be at work.
I laughed and fell down the ground. 3 times I saw that movie, and next day I lost the job.
Since then, Aswani has seen The Gold Rush more than 200 times. His admiration for Chaplin remains undiminished.
This was the greatest man on the earth, I think. He was a good musician. Good director, good editor, good writer, good actor, and good mime artist.
When Chaplin died in 1977, Aswani was devastated.
I wept like a kid. I feel he should be alive.
Aswani's eyes fill with tears. He has startling eyes, large and blue, and also a mop of hair dyed russet red. His face is well suited to his pastime, as a Chaplin mime artist.
Oh, no. Hat just fell off, but there, now he's putting his hat on.
Aswani prepares to demonstrate his skills. He's got the gear, the baggy trousers, the black bowler hat. He selects a cane from his collection of several dozen.
Long, small, buckets.
Aswani's pushing 60. He's not in great physical shape, thanks to a bad motorcycle accident years ago, and also arthritis. But he can do the funny walk beautifully. Aswani's enthusiasm has proved infectious. Meet his followers. This is the Charlie Circle, a group of Chaplin fans aged from 72 to 14. They meet here in a cramped room above a photo shop facing onto a noisy and chaotic street. A large black and white cardboard cutout of Chaplin is propped up in the corner. Aswani prays to this before each meeting. Every year, the Charlie Circle honours the anniversaries of Chaplin's birth and death. Children dress up as Chaplin and paint on moustaches. There are mimes and movies.
We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another.
That's from The Great Dictator, Chaplin's classic movie about Hitler and his first with dialogue. Every Indian film student seems to know that Chaplin speech. L.L. Chiniara, a retired government official, is a Charlie Circle member. He says Chaplin seems to strike a chord with many Indians.
He's a common man. We are also a common man. So that's why we are attracted to the Charlie, that's why only. And we love the Charlie.
This is a strange phenomenon, this club, so far away from Chaplin's world, from England and Hollywood. Maybe they love Charlie because his movies were often silent and therefore, in a country of many languages, speak to all. Or maybe, says Kishore Palmer, a bus conductor and Charlie Circle member, it's because Chaplin performed a man, well, who's just like him.
Charlie Chaplin ne aam aadmi ke.
I realized that I am actually a real-life Charlie because I'm a bus conductor. And there are all sorts of people that come on my bus. There are people that have family problems. There are people from the government that come on my bus. There are people that are really rude to me. And I have to deal with all these people. So I feel I'm miming on the bus.
Adipur is in Gujarat, India's only dry state. So there are no bars or nightclubs. The place is mostly focused on business, on making money from the nearby seaports. Perhaps that's why the Charlie Circle reveres Dr. Aswani. He is at least providing some entertainment in this cultural wilderness. Aswani's daughter, Monica, also reveres him. She says her childhood was dominated by her dad's unusual obsession.
He taught us how to walk like Charlie Chaplin. Me and my brother, we used to... And then he used to say, OK, we'll play a game. You both try to run like Charlie Chaplin and then see who comes first.
Because of her childhood, Monica's become a lifelong Chaplin fan. But not like her father. In this town, he's known by his nickname.
The Charlie Doctor. He lives Charlie, he gets up, it's all Charlie. He never tries to be Charlie, it isn't him.
To see that, you only need peek into Aswani's wallet.
What this? Moustache.
A little moustache, a little black moustache.
Yes.
You're fishing out of your wallet.
He carries that Chaplin moustache everywhere. It's a kind of medicine, in case he needs to cheer himself up. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in New York.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer in Washington.